Season 4, Episode 3. Hooray, Todd episode. Hooray, Todd episode. You're gonna hear him. I can hear it in Todd's voice, him saying that. This, again, really great episode. I love this episode. Yeah, this episode just, like, is a celebration of Todd and also just, like, shows how much he does for other people in a way that also sacrifices himself so much. I was talking to my sibling today and we, like, agreed that Todd is the person who causes the least harm in the show, the main character. And he does cause a tremendous amount of harm to himself, though, and he's an enabler in some ways. Not as much as some of the other characters, but definitely an enabler of BoJack in some ways. But I love seeing Todd's, like, trajectory throughout the show as he, like, starts to set boundaries for himself and learn his own worth more and, yeah, set boundaries with BoJack and just prioritize himself more. And I also love that he's asexual. I just thought it was cool to have a character who's ace. And yeah, I just think it's an identity that's, like, rarely represented. And, you know, it's like, yeah, I just thought it was a cool, not a cool, like, more than cool. I thought it was, like, I was happy that they wrote Todd's character in that way. Yeah, I think it, I don't know, I feel like I'd have to talk to folks who are asexual if it feels authentic. It feels authentic to me, but that's not my life, so I can't really speak to it, but I appreciate it for what it was. And yeah, and I think that's one of the ways we see him prioritize himself in this episode is he goes to the ace meetup at the end. And he almost doesn't go, but then he does end up going. He also misses his cue in the orchestra because he has, like, one part where he hits the triangle at the very end of the song. It's like, ding! And the episode opens by showing him, like, he just makes it in time. And then the lion is telling about how great he is. And the lion's like, you know, he's so giving. And no one person should have to give so much. And some days I hope that he doesn't show up and he misses, you know, his part of the performance, and then, you know, at the end of the episode he misses it and he goes to the ace meetup instead. And I just think it's really joyful and beautiful and, like, a model for folks to live like Todd. Just kidding. I mean, yeah, not that serious, but it is, like, yeah, I mean, anywhere there's models of people learning to set healthy boundaries is a positive thing, even in cartoons like BoJack. Anyway, that's what resonated with me about this episode. Great episode. Love it, love it, love it. That's all.